Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, one of the nicest developments over the last 10 or 20 years has been the development of Languedoc in France, in southwestern France. It used to be a pretty disrespected area, and they were part of the big European wine lake conspiracy, where they produced a lot of wine that didn't have a lot of quality. And then, like somebody threw a switch, all of a sudden, the quality started shooting up, and now it's very much to be taken seriously.
I completely agree, and it's been really interesting over the last 10 to 12 years or so, really watching the quality, and yet the value of the wines that are coming from this region. I'm not saying you're going to like all of them, but the value that's coming from this region is pretty darn high.
Oh, yeah.
So let's plunge in. Okay, tried a 2015 vintage Saint-Hilaire, which is a sparkling wine. It's a Blanquette de Limoux, AOC Limoux. And this is a white sparkling wine made from a grape, and I'm not sure I'm going to get this pronunciation correctly, so tell me if I'm right. Mozac?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Hey, gold star. In any event, this is a lovely, just off-dry sparkling wine with good acidity, a fine mousse. It's just a perfect aperitif. I mean, we're coming in, fall is right around the corner. This would just be a perfect thing for starting a nice weekend or a nice little dinner party.
Take it to homecoming at your college.
There you
perfect.
Go. Anyway, some nice citrus and apple flavors. And apparently, this is the oldest sparkling wine in history and predating champagne by about 100 years.
Yeah, so that's what I understand.
That's what they say. Okay, on to the reds. And this is really probably where the real good stuff is. I tried a Courbière. This is from Domaine des Deux Ans, or the Two Donkeys. It's a 2013. It's 60% Carignan, and then the blend is Syrah and Grenache. This is terrific stuff. Brooding and earthy with leather aromas over black fruit with a note of tar, plum, and then just a hint of bitter chocolate, all for about $18.
It's like that guy you think is a peasant, then he shows up in a really nice suit, but he still tells a really good story.
That's a great analogy. This is a Kermit Lynch selection. This is called Hermitage de Pis-Saint-Loup. It's just a basic AOC Languedoc blend of Syrah, Grenache, and then a little dash of Mourvèdre. This kind of reminded me of sort of a top-tier Côte de Rhône. It was great stuff, frankly. Mm-hmm. Very racy, raspberry and berry aromas with some nice cherry flavors on the palate. And then there's this wonderful sort of spiciness that comes popping out in the nose with some nuances of field herbs. This was a lot going on for all of $18.
Oh, wow.
So really tasty stuff. And then probably the one that was my favorite was an Appellation Minervois. It's called Chateau Massaic, M-A-S-S-A-I-C. It's a 2014. This is, again, a Syrah, Grenache, Mourvèdre blend. Loved this. Deep cherry, mocha, layered hints of caramel and vanilla with just a touch of sort of savory rosemary and sage. I mean, a ton going on for all of, again, $18.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love these wines that taste like, you know, walking through a field.
Yeah.
You know, just, it just really turns me on.
Whole terroir thing, you know?
Yeah, boy, it is. It is. And they really bring it. Hugh, those sound like really, really wonderful wines. And people should really look into some of these appellations from the Languedoc.
Yep.
You won't regret it.
Works for me.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.